The plea deal dropped all felony charges against Jensen, the former state lawmaker and one-time gubernatorial hopeful. The deal requires Jensen to pay back $67,000 in taxpayer legal fees, as well as a $5,000 fine. It also bars Jensen from ever running for public office again. The plea is the most lenient punishment received by any of the former leaders charged in the far-reaching legislative caucus scandal. Jensen attorney Robert Friebert says it ends 10 years of misery for his client.
There are many factors in his decision-making, but obviously getting this behind him and moving on with his life is very important.
But the ruling angered watchdog groups. Mike McCabe with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign accused Jensen of gaming the legal system.
99.9% of criminal defendants would never be allowed to game the system in the way that Scott Jensen has, and they wouldn't have the resources or the wherewithal.
Jensen's case clearly took uncommon twists. A Dane County jury originally convicted him of three felonies, and a judge sentenced Jensen to 15 months in prison. But an appeals court ordered a retrial, and in the interim, the legislature passed a law that changed where legislators get tried. The Supreme Court ruled that law applied to Jensen, which moved the case to Waukesha County. County DA Brad Schimmel said in a statement yesterday that it would have taken months to get up to speed on the investigation, which had been taxing the justice system for a decade. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.